The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Donald Juxon-Smith. Juxon, J-U-X-O-N-Smith. First name Donald. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. File EST space Juxon hyphen Smith space D. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 8/19/22. Referring physician Anna Lavotshkin, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 72-year-old male, status post anterior wall ST elevation MI and PCI times 3. For low-level stress test prior to cardiac rehab. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm with APC, comma, consider ASWMI of indeterminate age, comma, consider IWMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 120 over 72, baseline heart rate 81 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a modified Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of the modified Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 115, parentheses 78% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 153 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proctor 17595. The patient was not able to, a peak heart rate blood pressure proctor 17595. Upon completion of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and difficulty with the next and difficulty with the next stage of stress. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a The patient experienced bare exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 5 METs. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. Period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise for the low level of stress. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 78 and a heart rate of 92 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 78% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia to the low level of stress. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 5 METs. Four, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to the low level of stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise.
Hold on just 1 second.
But with ineffective blunting of heart rate response to stress on his beta blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.